are just reading books. That's all we do on this podcast. We hang out and we read books that celebrate beautiful Black girls and Black boys. All right, when you hear this sound, that means I'm getting ready to turn the page. So you should turn the page too to keep up with me in the book. Today's story is Don't Touch My Hair by Sheree Miller. Open the book to the title page so we can get started. I love my hair. It's soft and bouncy and grows up towards the sun like a flower. I love it up or down, styled or wild. I don't care. I just want it to be free. Actually, everyone loves my hair too. When I walk down the street, I hear so many compliments. It's so big.
How do you get it so fluffy?
I wish I had like that. It's great that people love my hair, but some love it so much they want to touch it. I don't like this. What does it feel like?
They are so curious about my hair,
they try to touch it without even asking for permission. Oh, I want to feel. Me too. I get very good at avoiding hands. I have to start looking for ways to hide my hair. I try blending it with the scenery, but I'm quickly spotted. Over here! I try hiding it underwater, but that doesn't last long. Oh, wow! I love your hair!
Can I touch it?
I escape to the jungle, but the critters just can't keep their hands to themselves.
Let me touch it.
Me first.
No, me. Even in the tallest castle tower, someone is always there, ready and waiting to touch my hair.
Girl, your hair is fierce.
No matter how far I go, it doesn't seem to matter.
How'd you get so big?
Finally, I find a place where no one wants to touch my hair. But after a few hours, I get lonely. I decide to go home. I try my best to ignore the attention, but as my hand a hand sinks into my hair, wow, it looks so soft. I decided I can't take it anymore. That's it. That's enough. Don't touch my hair. This is my hair. It's great that you love it. I love it too. But please, just look and don't touch it without permission. The next time someone wants to touch my hair, they ask,
touch your hair?
I replied, not today.
Okay.
Now it feels great to walk down the street without anyone trying to touch my hair. My curls are free to reach for the sun, just like a flower. Some people still ask to touch my hair, but if I say no, they listen.
How are you today?
Hello. But if you ask nicely, yes. Well, that's the end of our story today, you guys. What do you think about the book Miss Sheree Miller wrote? Leave a comment on the podcast site or go to heykanisha@tutustennisshoes.com, and I'd love to hear from you. Talk to you later.